flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That chant, we have not heard it too much this year here at Chase. That Warriors chant echoing through Chase Center. Schroeder with the ball at the logo, guarded by Gilgeous Alexander, goes by him, handoff Payton, goes up, and he dunked it on Hartenstein! Little elevation sensation for GP2, and the Warriors lead 114-105.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's GP2 here. Willard and Dibs is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
Yeah, it is. And we're interacting right now. And some good ideas coming through. Some fun names. In honor of Kevon Looney, and if you're just joining us, I don't want to make it sound like he got traded, because Kevon Looney might be a Warrior for the rest of the year. I don't know. But he does feel like a valuable chip right now if the Warriors are going to make a move, because it's about, what, $8 or $9 million?
I can get it up for
I
you
think
here
this year. I think it's about $8 something million for Kevon Looney this year, and it's expiring, and he's obviously great in the locker room, and he doesn't hurt you on the court. Good defensive player. Like, he's, you know, lunch pail guy. And so that can fit anywhere. And any team would love to have Kevon come be a part of their team and then have the money come off of the books at the end of the year.
$8 million flat.
There you go. So I do think there's a very healthy chance that Looney goes by Thursday. And so, A, are you ready emotionally for Loondog to be traded? But, B, in honor of that, who's your favorite Bay Area athlete ever who just never really put up stats? So I have a name for you.
Okay.
And we got some calls on this. I have a name for you. And I'm freely going to admit right now that this is before your time. What year were you born?
I was born in 1996.
Perfect. He retired 3 years before me.
Oh, okay.
Retired before you were born. But this chant used to ring throughout the aisles of Candlestick Park.
Okay.
And as a kid, I don't know if I really knew why. He is a career 241 hitter. And on the Giants for 9 years in a 10-year career.
Wow.
Almost a career Giant. In fact, he has a sum total of 66 plate appearances at the end of his career with the Houston Astros. Huh. okay? But outside of that, a career giant. And his name was creatively, with two different sets of people, chanted every single time he came to the plate. 19 career home runs in 10 years. In 10 years, he had a total WAR of 8.7.
Hell of a player.
But we loved him. We chanted his name. If you've been a Giants fan for a minute, do you know who I'm talking about yet? Steven, do you have a guess? You got a guess?
He's even younger than me.
I know, but he's like locked in on the Giants. You got anything?
It's not Johnny LeMaster,
is it? It's not Johnny LeMaster, but it is the same position on the field. Once upon a time throughout the 1980s, if you went to Candlestick Park and watched Giants baseball, the crowd would sort of split into two different things, sort of like the same way they did at Niner games, where they'd have one side of the stadium go, "Go!
Niners!"
The other side would go, "Niners!"
Yeah.
Well, we did that for the Giants shortstop in the 80s. His name was Jose Uribe.
Ah.
And the whole crowd would go, "Ooh!
Uribe!
Uribe! Ooh!
Uribe!"
And you do that, and then you'd go home and you're like, "Why are we doing that?" He gets like maybe two hits a week. I don't know why we're doing it. But I used to imitate even the way he would throw the ball. When I was warming up playing baseball with friends, he had a very unique way of like his release from shortstop. I think he tragically passed away, I think, in a car accident back in 06. He is no longer with us. He is a career 613 OPS.
Wow.
Like, that's what I'm getting at. He was just a guy.
Well, I got to experience.
The whole crowd would chant his name.
I got to experience the Uribe chants in 2010 when it was for Juan Uribe.
Juan Uribe.
Yeah. He had big postseason moments. I don't know if that would qualify in this list because he had some real big moments.
I'm trying to remember if they were related in some sort of a way.
He also was only a Giant for a year or two, Uribe was.
Yeah, but he had that.
The home run against the Phillies in the NLCS.
And the home run in game one of the World Series against the Rangers.
Yeah.
It's his nephew.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, that's Jose Uribe's uncle.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Jose Uribe is Juan Uribe's uncle.
That's a good one.
And, they're from the Dominican, and we used to chant that name, and that's actually probably why we chanted Juan's name when he joined the Giants for 2 seconds.
Ooh!
And had some huge swings of the stick, man!
There's very, very clearly a correlation between names that have the ooh sound. Because
sure.
It's easy to just go,
yes,
Loon.
Like, it's possible.
Uribe.
It's possible that the whole key to being one of these guys, like how to be a fan favorite without putting up stats, just have an ooh in your last name.
Exactly.
That helps.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, they're not saying boo.
They're saying ooh.
They're saying ooh. Uribe. Let's go to Anthony and Hayward. Anthony, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. So, being on hold, I came up with one more name. So, my top three is Stephen Vogt, Mark Ellis, Eric Burns. You see a pattern here.
Sure.
But my honorary guy is Bip Roberts. He played 61 games for the A's in 98. Bip. So, yeah. Bip Roberts.
Yep. I remember Bip mainly as a Padre. I remember Bip Roberts. See, the other reason is, I mean, not only is that kind of going back to heyday for me, but like, I know maybe this was like, did you ever collect baseball cards?
Yeah.
Or were they not cool anymore?
No, I have a ton of baseball cards in my childhood closet.
I mean, in the 80s, it was literally what we all did to the point where we ruined the marketplace because it's so overflooded. Everybody's got every card 8 times. We all have the same stuff. And that's when Bip started playing. So like I've got a bunch of... Actually, I've probably tossed the Bip Roberts cards because
wow.
Well, they're regulars, they're commons as they call them. I went through them one time. My mom, bless her, did what many moms did not do. She kept them. She did not toss those suckers. They were in the garage. And then finally, when I like grew up and got out of college and moved out and had a place of my own, she's like, "Mark, come get your baseball cards." And so I went and got them. And I sat down over a weekend, and I went through every last one and made 2 piles. Keep them, toss them. Keep them, toss them. And I bet Bip Roberts, He probably got tossed.
That day's probably coming for me sometime soon. I imagine I'm going to get a call from my mom one random day. It's like, hey, we're cleaning out your bedroom closet.
Does she still have them?
Oh, yeah. They're still in my childhood bedroom closet.
Thank your parents for that. Thank your parents for that.
But they are in the... they're in the time of their life where they're trying to, you know, clean up all the clutter, like in the garage and in the house. So I imagine I'm probably going to get a call at some point and say, we got a bunch of your stuff from when you were a kid. Let's go through it all and we get rid of it.
When are you turning 30?
Not this year, but next year.
In 2026?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's time. You're going to go get your stuff, dude.
Living in a small apartment in the city. I don't got space.
I get it. I get it. I totally understand. But go get your stuff, dude. You're almost 30 years old. go to Austin and Napa. Austin, what's up?
Boys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, do you rebate call? It was such an awesome call. I could not imagine a better name to call. Ooh, rebate.
I mean, call on that one. You remember that chant? Come on, Austin. Like that, I lost my voice doing that thing.
Ooh, rebate.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm going to tack onto that. The only thing I'm going to tack onto that is two different calls on that. Travis Ishikawa, and then our bullpen with our bullpen when we had, you know, Lopez, Romo, Amfeld, and I'm missing one more. And the only other one I got to add on to that is, and you guys are going to be able to help me out better with this. You're smarter at sports than I am. But Justin Smith, when he was helping, you know, block, pick up on a bunch of offensive linemen and allowing, you know, Patrick Willis and our guy that got busted, you know, for doing some nefarious things.
Alden Smith, yeah. Yeah.
All this fish. Yeah, good call. But anyway, I'll let you guys comment on that. But it's a really good question. Good call, guys.
Austin, thanks. Appreciate it. I mean, some of these guys, like, I mean, from the relievers, I thought of that too when I was sitting there. I thought of that, but I almost feel like Sergio Romo doesn't count because, like, dude, he was a closer. Like, he won a World Series as a closer. And to me, that's like, that's stats.
Yeah.
Javi Lopez, that counts. Justin Smith was also like, I know he was. You know, he
great
was,
player.
Yes, he was a great player. I mean, sometimes you're just in a position where you can't rack up huge numbers, but he was legitimately a great player on the defensive line.
Can I give you one that comes to mind for me immediately? And I see this one on the text line, 888-957-9570. This comes to mind first for me. Mo Buckets, Maurice Spates.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was era where the Warriors, oh, my God, we're good again. Like, this is fun, and you got this guy who's big and tall but just would shoot jumpers, and when he caught fire, rarely would you hear Oracle louder than after, like, consecutive Maurice Buckets jumper, Maurice Spates Buckets.
Well, and a lot of times it does have to do with nicknames. Like, you were just talking about, Mo Buckets. What a great nickname. Mo Buckets? Are you kidding?
No,
it's like the best nickname ever.
Like, no one's confusing him for some really good player or anything, but he was by incredibly like popular among fans.
Totally, yeah. Sometimes it's just timing. It's timing, the team. I mean, a lot of those Warrior reserves, Barbosa, a lot of them are like...
I had him down, Sean Livingston down.
They're more popular than their numbers is, I think, what we're kind of getting at. And this is, that's... By the way, if you're just joining us, this is kind of inspired by... Kevon Looney and the possibility that his time as a Warrior is coming to an end because he fits right into this.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Had some huge, huge moments specifically in the postseason, but never been like a double-double guy, never averaged a double-double, never been an all-star, kind of been disrespected around the league.
Yeah, like in the last year and a half, he was a guy who...
In and out of the rotation.
Yeah, like he had to take some DNPs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas, what's up?
I went a different direction in trying to answer this question because I want to go for swagger, even if the player isn't...
That's so you.
Yeah, thank
go
you.
Go ahead.
Why? Because I just drip and swag?
Yeah, you're just such a swagger type of a guy.
Thank you. There are plenty of options, but the guy I settled on... Again, Giants, and when I was younger, Fred Lewis. Just standing in the outfield with the incredible glasses. He just looked like he was going to be a consistent all-star.
Remember when he hit for the cycle that one time?
Who could forget it?
Yeah.
Fred Lewis. There was also Darren Lewis before him. Both of them were like exciting young outfielders at a certain point that didn't really ever kind of fully step into it.
Oh, what was this guy's name? Oh, the 2010 Giants season... He was in AAA, and he was the fastest dude ever, and he would come in and steal second base immediately, and then he'd get, like, He would only come in to pinch run, and it happened like three times.
Oh.
He made an incredible.
Is it Darren Ford?
Darren Ford. Ford. Remember Darren Ford?
Yes. It's a pasta special back here.
There we go. Thank you, Steven.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're having a little quick aside, some fun here. Your favorite Bay Area sports athlete who never really put up numbers. And then, speaking of numbers, make sure that you have the contest line number handy soon. Remember, we're going to give you out the keyword that you need to claim a spot in the knockout tournament on the Chase Center floor in just about 10 minutes. So keep listening. Don't call anything now. Just stay right where you are and be listening. Within the next 10 minutes, we will give out today's key word. Let's go to Matt in Los Altos. Hi, Matt. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, first of all, Willard, happy birthday, late.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Matt.
I actually just turned 50 a month before you, and I went to Cal Poly, too, so it's kind of interesting paths here.
We're in alignment, Matt. How is being 50? I've only been there for 7 days. Is it okay?
Yeah. I can be a month into your future and tell you things are going pretty good. Things haven't changed much in the sports world, though. So
That's true. But, like, do your legs hurt or are you all right?
Yeah, a little slower getting out of bed, but okay. You'll be all right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll do it. Okay, what's up, Matt? Who you got?
Well, similar, because age-wise, I have very similar. Uribe, the Giants were big for me in the 80s. A couple names that I loved was Mike Aldretti in 87 was just one of those guys that came in was fantastic.
I have such an Aldretti story,
I'll
but go ahead.
That's
a great pull, Matt.
The diving catch at the warning track in 87 was one of my favorite moments as a Giants fan.
Yep.
And then early 80s, one of the best pinch hitters ever was Chris Spire. The guy came in every time and was clutch.
Yes, so. And Chris Spire has a long, long history with the Giants organization, both as a player and a coach. Matt, thanks, man. Happy belated birthday to you, too. Mike Aldretti, do you even know that name?
I know the name, but I don't know anything about him.
Mike Aldretti was, yes, like cup of coffee as like this really good young player, and then it just kind of fizzled a little bit. It's almost like a very, very light version of Kevin Moss with the Yankees. I don't know if you remember that.
But I do.
Like, came up, it popped, he was 300 hitter, and then it just didn't really last. But you know what Mike did have going for him?
What?
Mike was a good-looking dude. Mike was a good-looking dude. And so my mom had the biggest crush on Mike Aldretti to the point where, and you know, as a little kid, you don't even understand these things. I'm like, I think mom likes Mike Aldretti. Dad, mom likes Mike Aldretti. and she would just be like, oh, tell me when Mike's up. So I'll come sit down and watch, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But for Mother's Day one year, because I was a card collector, I think I went to one of the Bay Area card shops. We used to have these card shops, like there's kind of few and far between now. They've kind of died. But you go to the baseball card shop, and they had these little framed pictures of the local players. And there was an 8x10 up close of that good-looking man, Mike Aldretti. Mm. And I saved up my money, and I bought it for my mom for Mother's Day. And she took it out of the frame and, like, slid it onto her, like, mirrored closet in her bedroom. So, like, I went 3 years of childhood, like, just a picture of Mike Aldretti on my mom's mirror in her room, which is, like, the most random thing of all time. Yeah. But, you know, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Mike Aldretti.
Can I give you a random one? So this is like the very, very beginning of my Giants fandom. I couldn't even explain why. He just always stood out to me, and I love the dude. Benito Santiago.
Oh, man, he was a great catcher.
Early 2000s. Yes. Obviously, he had a great career. Wasn't really ever like amazing with the Giants.
He was getting old.
It was the tail end of his career.
Yep.
And I know he had a really, really incredible career. But as a Giant, wasn't anything crazy special. Was obviously on some pretty good teams. But for whatever reason, I was always drawn to Benito Santiago.
Benito kind of revolutionized the catcher position because he's a slender guy.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of like those like different stances behind the plate. before anybody else did them. And so, you know, he had just an absolute hose for an arm behind the plate. And he would put pressure on base runners out there. That's a good pull. Good Lord, there's a lot of people. You all want to throw your people out there. Is it Ivan or Yvonne in West Oakland? Ivan, you there?
Hey. Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's Ivan, Yvonne. You know, it's the infamous one. Thanks for taking my call. So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in and say Kyle Juszczyk. How's anybody missing that guy? He rarely touches the ball. When he does, he gets the first down. And that's what he's used for mostly. And the whole faithful, you know, yells, shoo, you know. So, you know, that's one of my guys right there.
Ivan, I love it. And thank you for the call. Yeah, as we mentioned about 5-10 minutes ago, if you've got a ooh,
choo, in your,
you got a ooh in your name, you're like, that's step one to being the fan favorite. Uribe, Juice, Looney, any of those. How about Mohammed in Oakland? Hi, Mohammed. Thanks for calling.
Hey. How you guys doing?
What's up?
All right. You know what? I have a couple of trade ideas, but first I think we should trade Buddy Hield. Too turnover prone, man.
Well, you know, it's always fun when people want to trade someone because he's not playing well, and I always answer the same way. You know those other GMs, they've got TVs, Mohammed. They can see like they can see that player too. They don't want him, you know what I mean?
Right. Couple of trade ideas, and I put it in the trade machine. They both work. Okay,
uh-oh.
So trade idea one is a three-team trade: Sacramento, the Bulls, and Golden State.
Yep.
We get De'Aaron Fox and Vucevic. Draymond Green goes to Chicago Bulls. Andrew Wiggins goes to Sacramento Kings with Buddy Hield. That's trade number one.
Oh.
That was successful on trade machine. The other trade that we want to do, I thought about it. Cam Johnson to the Warriors, Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, and Kevon Looney to Brooklyn Nets, and that way you keep Gary Payton II.
Mohammed, these are really fun ideas, and thank you for calling.
They would both make the Warriors a whole lot better.
Yes.
Probably.
They would make the other teams markedly worse. yeah, that would be my only question on these is did we go through the full process of what the other teams would be willing to do?
Probably not.
You know what I mean? Like, I think his Fox and Vucevic idea sends Draymond Green to the Bulls. That just means more money that lasts even longer, and I just don't think that they're going to be motivated to do something like that. But I love the players. Man, I love the players that would be on their way to the Warriors. We are definitely focused on Cam Johnson. And back to that shortly. Eric Pincus, our guy, our capologist, is going to join us in about 5 minutes, and we can get into some of the financials that the Warriors and other teams are facing here. Mike in Michigan. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy Friday. Mark, I got a good one for you. I know this is right down your alley. I'm in my mid-40s, so my Giants fandom started in the 80s.
Yep.
And I got to go with Candyman, Candy Maldonado.
Oh, man.
He was my favorite player besides Will Clark. Mark, I tell you, I had his starting lineup action figure. I know you remember those.
Of course I remember those. Yeah. You know what the other problem, though, is, Mike? You know what else I remember? And you know what I'm going to say? I remember him losing the ball in the lights in St. Louis in the freaking playoffs and sliding right underneath that line drive into right field, which absolutely cratered my heart for years. 1987, man.
Exactly. And my main highlight of his, like I remember he had a pretty swing, but my highlight of his is that brawl when Will Clark was getting jumped by Jose Oquendo and Ozzie Smith, and he comes flying over the top, elbow to Ozzie Smith's lip. And that was his whole highlight as a Giants fan. But I could not get enough of Candy Maldonado.
Mike, thanks.
But just wanted to add my 2 cents in, guys. You guys have a great Friday.
Yeah, you too, Mike. That's funny.
Thanks, Mike.
Have you ever seen that video? Will Clark and Jose Oquendo get into it.
Yeah.
Candy just comes flying in like a wrestler. I mean, he just that's a fun memory. But also, dude, catch the ball. Tony, Santa Clara, one more. Tony, what's up?
You know, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I can tell you guys got a break coming. You can't go wrong with Joe Youngblood.
One of the greatest pinch hitters ever.
He was always on the bench. I think he got traded in the same day, made a bunch of errors. He played for two teams in the same day, I think.
Ooh, I'd have to look that up. Tony, thanks. I don't remember that, but he played for a lot of teams. But yeah, he might, like him and Ken Oberkfell. I don't know if you remember that name. Man, they used to, they were pinch hitting specialists. That was fun. Those are some good names. Those of you on hold that want to weigh in on this, stay right where you are. We can play with this some more for sure.
Joel Youngblood did get a hit for two teams on the same day.
In the same day. Yeah. Were the Giants one of them?
No, Mets and Cubs, it looks like.
Yeah, look, I think he played for about 10. He was one of those like Dennis Schroeder dudes. Like he played for everybody. Yeah. What's his list?
I can find it for you in just one sec.
Pull up his baseball reference. What's he got? While you're doing that, I can tell everybody that the key word that you need in order to win a spot in the knockout tournament is literally what you are going to hear next, coming up right before we then have Eric Pincus on the show, NBA capologist. What you got?
Mets, Giants, Reds, Montreal, and St. Louis.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
I would have taken
6 years as a Met, 6 years as a Giant, and then a few here and there.
I would have taken the over on that, and I would have lost. I would have lost my dough. All right, 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls. Eric Pincus is going to join us, but the very first thing that we do coming up next is give out the keywords. Stay right where you are on Willard and Dibs.